Welcome. In this lesson, we'll recreate a ShyFX approach to sequencing a vocal stab in Ableton Live 12. The goal is a short, punchy one-bar stab, both a sampled version and a vocoder-treated variant, that sits dark and smoky in a drum and bass or jungle DJ set. I'll walk you through setup, sound design, routing, and a quick practice exercise you can use live. What you'll build: a one-bar vocal stab loaded in simpler and sequenced as tight 16th note stabs. A vocoder version where the vocal is the modulator and a wave-eatable synth is the carrier. An effects chain using EQ8, auto filter, saturator, reverb plus a gate and delay to create that smoky warehouse vibe. A reusable one-shot you can drop into DJ sets or trigger from a pad. Tempo suggestion: 170 to 176 BPM. I'll use 174 BPM as a reference. Let's start. 1. Project and clip setup. Set your project tempo to around 174 BPM. Create a one-bar clip slot, either a MIDI clip for simpler or an audio clip slot if you prefer working with slices. For a DJ tool, one bar with a few 16th stabs is typical. 2. Load and prepare the raw vocal sample. Drag a short vocal exclamation, a yeah, hey, or a breathy word into an audio track or into simpler on a MIDI track. Use simpler in classic or one shot depending on whether you want pitched playback. In simpler, trim the start to remove pops, turn warp off for one shots, and set a short release between 10 and 40 milliseconds so the sample stops cleanly. 3. Create a tight ShyFX style sequence if you're using MIDI. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and set the grid to 1/16. Place 1/16 note notes to form short stabs. A typical ShyFX feel places a stab on the downbeat, and a swung off-beat stab around the off-beat too. Use the groove pull to add subtle swing, around 55 to 65%, or nudge a few 16ths 5 to 25 milliseconds for micro-timing. If you're using auto, cut the waveform into slices and place hits where you want them. 4. Basic tonal shaping and dynamics. Drop an EQ8 after simpler and high-pass the vocal around 120 to 250 Hz to remove sub-rumble. Gently tame harsh highs above 8 to 10 kHz to keep the sound smoky. Add saturator set to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 4 dB, with soft clip on for warmth. Follow that with light compression or glue compressor. Fast attack around 1 to 5 ms, short release 50 to 150 ms. And aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to glue the stab. 5. Build the smoky ambience with returns and gating. Create 2 return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. On the reverb, return set dry/wet around 20 to 30%, decay between 1.5 and 2.5 seconds, and pre-delay 10 to 40 ms. Put an EQ8 on the return and high-pass the reverb around 600 to 1000 Hz to keep tails airy and not boomy. After that EQ, insert a gate and set the threshold so the reverb tail snaps when the stab repeats. For delay, use simple delay or ping pong on a dotted 1/16 or 1/8 with low feedback, about 15 to 25%, and a subtle send level around 10 to 15% for stereo interest. 6. Tonal darkening with auto filter. Insert auto filter on the stab track before saturation or on a parallel duplicate. Set a low pass around 3 to 4 kHz with gentle resonance. Map cutoff to a macro so you can sweep it live and create smoky movement. If you want the stab to sit darker, boost around 300 to 700 Hz by 1 to 3 dB in EQ8. But avoid overboosting highs. 7. Vocoder variant. Modulator and carrier setup. Keep your vocal stab as the modulator on the simpler track. Create a new MIDI track and load wave-eatable as the carrier. Choose a warm saw-based patch, lower the filter cutoff to around 1 to 2 kHz for darker harmonics, and set unison to 2 to 4 voices with tiny detune. Put Ableton's vocoder on the wave-eatable track, enable its sidechain, and select the simpler track as the input. This routes the vocal as the modulator and wave-eatable as the carrier. 8. Configure the vocoder for clarity and vibe. Set bands to between 24 and 40. 32 is a good balance for clarity and CPU. Use a short attack of around 5 to 10 ms and a medium release of 80 to 200 ms so the vocoder follows transients but holds body. Slightly adjust formant shift to taste for character. If the stab lacks sibilance, add a little noise or unvoiced content inside the vocoder. 9. Shape the modulator for intelligibility. Precompress the vocal on the modulator track with a ratio of about 2:1 to 3:1, fast attack and release, to even out level variation before it hits the vocoder. High pass the vocal near 200 Hz and consider a small boost at 1 to 3 kHz if consonants need emphasis. If words become indistinct, Increase the number of bands or mix a low-level dry vocal under the vocoder output. 10. Blend, routing, and live-ready controls don't fully replace the dry vocal. Blend. Start around 60 to 80% vocoder wet, with 20 to 40% dry under it. Send both dry and vocoder tracks to the same reverb and delay returns so tails match. Use a small amount of sidechain compression from the kick if the stab will play against a beat, so it ducks and breathes naturally. Group the stab tracks and map a macro to filter cutoff or reverb send for live tweaking. Common mistakes to avoid: too much reverb directly on the dry stab. Use the return reverb and gate it so tails don't become a wash. Too few vocoder bands. Less than 24 bands can make the result buzzy and unintelligible, leaving low end in the vocal. High pass between 120 and 250 Hz to avoid clashing with bass lines. Oversaturating. Heavy drive kills dynamics and creates harshness on club systems. Forgetting to compress the modulator. Inconsistent input makes the vocoder choppy. Pro tip: save your favorite stab as a one-shot WAV by exporting the finalized audio. Include dry vocoder and gated reverb versions. Use groove pull swing around 55 to 65% for that ShyFX groove. Macro map filter cutoff, reverb send, and the vocoder dry/wet so you can morph the sound live. Try the reverse then forward trick. Copy the stab, reverse it, place it just before the main hit at low volume to create a sucking pre-echo. For extra grit, add a small amount of vinyl distortion or subtle saturation. Then tame highs with EQ to keep it smoky. Quick practice exercise 1. Make 2 1-bar clips at 174 BPM. Clip A: simpler bass dry stab with EQ 8, saturator, auto filter, and a short reverb send. Program 2 1/16 stabs per bar with subtle swing. Clip B: wavy double carrier with vocoder using the vocal as the modulator. Use 32 bands. Compress the vocal and mix around 70% vocoder to 30% dry. 2. Export each clip as a one-shot WAV. Load them in a new session and practice switching between A and B while adjusting a reverb send macro for variation. Recap: you made a tight sampled vocal stab in simpler, sequenced 16th stabs with subtle swing, and created a vocoder variant using wavy-double as the carrier and the vocal as modulator. You routed reverb and delay to returns, gated the reverb for controlled tails, used EQ, saturation, and auto filter to darken and shape the tone, and set up macros for live performance. Finally, you exported one shots for reliable use in DJ sets. Final mindset tip: keep it simple and reliable. A smoky stab that you can trigger and morph instantly is far more useful on a DJ floor than an overcomplicated patch. Build a few solid versions and save them for performance. Now try the mini exercise and save the version you like best as a clip for your DJ sets.